USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department's internal watchdog will be releasing a highly anticipated report tomorrow that is expected to reject President Donald Trump's claims that the Russia investigation was illegitimate and tainted by political bias from FBI leaders. But also, it's expected to document a number of errors during the investigation that may animate Trump supporters. The report is expected to conclude there was an adequate basis for opening one of the most politically sensitive investigations in FBI history, and one that Trump denounced as a witch hunt. It began in secret during Trump's 2016 presidential run and was ultimately taken over by special counsel Robert Mueller. The report comes as Trump faces impeachment inquiries in Congress centered on his efforts to press Ukraine to investigate a political rival. Trump also claims the impeachment investigation is politically biased. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Rudy Giuliani may have some dirt to share with the impeachment committee. Wendy King reports.
Rudy Giuliani has had a series of meetings in Ukraine as part of a bid to keep digging for dirt on Joe Biden and his son, even as House Democrats draw up articles of impeachment. Now the president says Giuliani may have some new information he's eager to testify to.
Rudy, as you know, has been one of the great crime fighters of the last 50 years, and he did get back from Europe just recently, and I know he has not told me what he's found. But I think he wants to go before Congress and say, and also to the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, I hear he's found plenty.
The state of New York is moving ahead with a law that will raise the minimum wage to $15 statewide on New Year's Eve. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget director said several studies show New York's gradual increase in the minimum wage has not caused a loss in jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sajak is back with that story. Here's USA's Wendy King.
Pat Sajak is back on Wheel of Fortune following a health scare. The 73-year-old game show host returned to filming after undergoing emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Producers shared a photo on Twitter of Sajak at his post, saying the cast and crew, including hostess Vanna White, were happy to welcome Sajak back. Beginning Monday, Vanna White will be hosting 3 weeks of Wheel of Fortune that were filmed during Sajak's recovery.
Carol Spinney, the big-hearted Muppeteer who climbed inside the feathered costume of Big Bird for almost half a century, passed away today. He was 85. Spinney also operated and voiced Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird's neighbor in the trash can, before retiring from the iconic kids program in 2018.
I say scram, beat it, leave me alone, but they just stand there. Well, if you won't go away, I will.
Can you beat that? Here I am, a nice bird, never ever grouchy, and nobody pays any attention to me. And everybody pays attention to Oscar. He's grouchy all the time.
He passed away in his home in Connecticut after living with dystonia for some time. Spinney collected 5 Daytime Emmys for his contributions to Sesame Street and received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television and Arts and Sciences in 2006. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.